You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Psalm 97, verses 1 to 5. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Psalm 97 powerfully announces the reality of God's reign. The Lord reigns, it proclaims. The proclamation of the sovereignty of God declares God's authority as king, not just for the people of Israel, but for the entire earth, for all countries and all peoples. Many of us are no longer accustomed to the king's rule and authority because they are not common anymore. Instead, we live in a time when most governments are led by a president or a prime minister. A king has absolute power over the people in his kingdom. He rules by decree, promulgates laws, and imposes punishments. But he also ought to protect the people, provide peace and order, and bless the lives of everyone under him. Our God is a great and a very good king. He is a just and righteous king. That is why Psalm 97 expresses the praise of the Lord for his reign. Psalm 97 firmly declares that God is the one and only king in the universe, and all creation quiver recognizing who he is. It is a bold declaration during a time when pagan worship was widespread and observed. In our present time, the worship of idols is already rare. But many people can still fall into false worship by not putting God above all things due to love for money, fame, and power. The rest of Psalm 97 turns toward the faithful who can truly rejoice in the Lord and trust in Him for their vindication and deliverance, knowing that He is righteous and just. The people who acknowledge God's kingship worship Him in thanksgiving for His greatness and goodness. I highly recommend reading and praying the whole psalm, not just the 5 verses. As we pray and reflect on Psalm 97, may it bring joy to us, knowing that amid chaos in this world, we have a great and a good God who reigns all over the earth. Our God already conquered sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. The time will come when He will put an end to evil and preserve the lives of the faithful.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.